The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life.
America, good Friday to you. The 22nd day of January 2021. 37,960,000 doses of America's two vaccines have been distributed in America. It's also gone around the world to Europe, to Israel. 17.5 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. The therapeutics are rolling out and changing the course of many of the diseases that have been encountered in their worst stages, including excellent article in the Wall Street Journal this morning on the antiviral cocktail that saved the writer's life. The European hospitals are overwhelmed with the British strain, and so the United States cannot let down its guard because it will soon be here and populate as rapidly as it did in Great Britain. And Tony Fauci gave a statement today, or yesterday, I want you to hear. First of all, he spoke at the White House with my colleague, Kristen Welker, cut number three.
We certainly are not starting from scratch because there is activity going on in the distribution. But if you look at the plan that the president has put forth about the things that he is going to do, namely get community vaccine centers up, get pharmacies more involved, where appropriate, get the Defense Production Act involved, not only perhaps with getting more vaccine, but even the things you need to get a good vaccine program, for example, needles and syringes that might be more useful in that. So it's taking what's gone on, but amplifying it in a big way.
Hopefully that occurs, but yesterday they had one of Team Biden out and saying nothing was left for us. It's just simply, it's crisis baseline setting. It's always what a new president does, which is to say, oh, I've got nothing. The cupboard is bare. Remember someone saying the cupboard is bare? The cupboard was absolutely bare of ventilators. Well, there were no ventilators, and Team Trump got ventilators enough that no one talks about ventilators anymore. There are two vaccines already in mass production, maximum production. And I don't know how the Defense Production Act can stand up factories. Maybe it can. I hope it can. I am in favor of everyone getting a vaccine as soon as possible. The state governments are figuring it out, but the idea that they're starting from nothing is just silly. Now, I'll bring you more on Anthony Fauci's update later because I always like listening to him. Political issue number one is whether or not President Biden ought to speak to his friends Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and call off this circus in the Senate. It is unconstitutional to try a former president. Unconstitutional. Now, there is a letter for the bunch of law professors who don't like Trump and who have read the same Constitution I'm reading and say, oh, no, you can try him. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office, comma, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, comma, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, comma, trial, comma, judgment, trial, and punishment, comma, according to law. That's Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office, comma, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, comma, trust, comma, or profit under the United States, colon, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, comma, trial, comma, judgment, comma, and punishment, comma, according to law. Now, let me tell you, the Constitution was written by a group of brilliant men, most of them landowners, some of them holding enslaved people, all of them geniuses with moral flaws. It was ratified by state constitutional ratification conventions, not by existing legislatures, so that it came directly from the people. And I'm going to talk in hour three today in the Hillsdale Dialogue, sponsored each week by Hillsdale College, where I think every smart kid in America is going to go to avoid wokeness on campus. They're going to try and get into Hillsdale or Colorado Christian University to avoid wokeness, because there really are a few places left that are not completely woke. I watched a seminar yesterday of five woke scholars that just makes me cry for the children of America. They will learn nothing at college if they are in. Have them study the hard sciences. Have them study computer science, because that's the future anyway. But tell your kids, just don't bother. All three of my kids, I urge, become history majors, and they got in before wokeness destroyed everything. But it is becoming obvious to me that if you don't go to Hillsdale or one of the lesser but great colleges like Colorado Christian College or the college that Al Mohler runs in Louisville, you're going to have zero basis to understand how we got here. First lecture of every year when I teach con law, and I'm on leave this year, and I'm considering when and if to go back to teaching, because I don't want to teach in a woke environment. I want to teach the truth. I want to teach the truth. And I have always been able to teach the truth at Chapman Law School, and I hope that I still can. I'm talking to the dean and the president of the college about it. I do think this is so obviously true that the Constitution does not intend trial for former officials. If it had intended trial for former officials, it would have explicitly said so, because it is so explicit about the trial of officials who exist. And on the face of it, remember, it was, again, ratified by ordinary people. When Justice Breyer, one of the liberal justices, was in my studio talking about his book 5 years ago, I told him my favorite line in all of the state ratifying constitution is the farmer in Massachusetts who said, "We have no lawyers in our town. I have read this for myself, and I like this Constitution." That's how it was ratified. People reading it for it. Read it for yourself. You cannot try a former president. It is important that you get in touch with your senators and convey to them, especially you, Georgia. You just elected these two liberals, these two leftists, Senator Warnock and Senator Ossoff. Call them up and tell them what you think. Okay, we gave you a shot, but we don't want this crazy stuff going on. Get to work. There's a phase five that needs to be done. Get to work. If you want scholarly opinion on this, Judge Michael Luttig, retired Fourth Circuit. Once Trump leaves office, the Senate cannot hold an impeachment trial. Or Alan Dershowitz in the Wall Street Journal. No, you can't try and impeach former president. Now, there are a bunch of academics who've signed a letter. And again, this letter stuff is nonsense. Nobody did any research. Nobody did. Most of these people don't teach con law. They don't believe in originalism. Donald Trump, if you are listening, or any member of his legal team, bring an action to enjoin the Senate's trial of you on behalf of yourself and every other American. I have held office. I was confirmed by the United States Senate in 1987. All right? I think it's 1988. Unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate. Can the Senate try me? I left office in 89, but I am the Honorable Hugh Hewitt because I was confirmed by the United States Senate. Ended up being the acting director of the Office of Personnel Management, a low-ranking confirmation job, deputy director of OPM. But nevertheless, confirmed. I'm an official of the United States government. I could have been impeached when I was in office. I cannot be impeached. Can they come get me now because they think they're idiots on the far left side? Can they? No, of course not. You're opening the door here. Every former official can be impeached in order to bar them. Imagine after the next landslide for the Republicans, what will happen? Also imagine what will happen if they get rid of the filibuster. You know why nothing's going on except by unanimous consent? Because the old rules of the Senate, in which the Republicans held a 53-47 majority, it's now 50-50, are still in place. So the old committee numbers are still in place. They have to do a new rule set. But Chuck Schumer will not agree that the filibuster will be maintained for 2 years, even though Joe Manchin of his caucus assured Georgia voters he would not get rid of the filibuster. I'm telling you, you really can't believe Democrats on anything, not their leadership. I'm hoping I can believe President Biden on some things, but the way he acted vis-a-vis the general counsel of the National Labor Relations Board yesterday, firing a man with a fixed term, makes me think it's not. There's much to talk about, including Republicans, if you are listening, you must keep Liz Cheney as conference chair. 1-800-520-1234. What do you think, America? Give me a call. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America.
This is a Big Ten song. That's where you've heard it before. If you've watched any Big Ten football, meaning you're a football fan, not that SEC nonsense. If you've watched Big Ten football, this is where they pop up all the Brutus Buckeye and stuff like that. I love that song. Welcome. Good morning. Good Friday to you. Let me do a market report brought to you by Birch Gold. Birch Gold takes care of your gold needs, whether you want to buy physical gold or you want to roll over a portion of your IRA 401k into a precious metals-backed IRA or 401k, meaning that they actually get the gold and put it in a vault, put your name on it, and it stays there until you call for it. Gold today is $1,851 an ounce. It's down 0.77%. I don't think there are going to be many entry points below this. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. The 10-year Treasury is at 1.1%, which is up a little bit, but the gold market is there. And Birch Gold can be found at HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Every day I warn you, we cannot print this much money without inflation. It's never happened before. Inflation is a lagging indicator of a money supply gone amok. And we need to do the money supply gone amok. Do not get me wrong. I'm all in favor of hosing down the country with money. I'm a big fan of the Josh Hawley original plan of business interruption. The easiest thing in the world would have been Q1 over Q1, Q2 over Q2, Q3 over Q3 for businesses with 3 years or more experience, and a different program for younger businesses. Josh Hawley's program would have worked. Instead, we got Paycheck Protection Plan, which worked very well. I'm not sure that the Biden phase five is going to do other than do right by people who are chronically unemployed in the restaurant business, but that may be necessary. I'm not going to object to spending any money, but I am going to warn you, gold is your hedge, your ultimate hedge. You cannot have CDs or money under the mattress. You've got to invest in something. If you're conservative, well, the best thing to do is diversify. 10% to 25% in precious metals, 50% in stocks, 25% in bonds or something else in the balance in cash. Diversification is, you know, got to have cash in case something happens, or you got to be able to get your money in a hurry in the case of something emergency. But that's just, I'm not a financial advisor. I just listen to smart ones. Diversification, part of that is gold. The best place to buy gold is Birch Gold. That's who I buy my gold from. HughGold.com or text 474747. Great sponsor of the program. Yesterday, of course, markets were another great day for markets. All right, just another great day for markets. And I don't know how long that's going to keep up. I don't think it's going to keep up today, as a matter of fact. Europe is getting crushed today. The reason Europe is getting crushed is because of the new strains of COVID that have crashed across all of the countries where the new strain is existing. And that is a very bad situation for the European hospital system, much of which is government run. And they've had as much notice as anybody, right? They have known everything. Let me tell you, yesterday the Dow was down 12. The S&P was up 1.22, and the NASDAQ had a good day, up 73 bucks. Amazon, of course, had another great day. They were up $43, but don't expect that today. I think today is going to be a retrenching day. Brian in Pittsburgh, you have less than a minute. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, hi, Hugh. Quick. Two questions real quick. What do you propose Republicans do in light of the outrageous behavior by the president with the mob attack on the Capitol? I listened to your interview with Bret Stephens, and I agree with a lot of what he said concerning the issue of dealing with Trump. Now, I also understand where you're coming from with the Constitution. And if Democrats aren't careful, they
Brian, a motion of censure would be appropriate, depending on how it is worded, to decry the conduct and the recklessness of the speech, but not impeachment that is unconstitutional. I'll be right back, America.
There was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, just 20,000 lights swaying on a Saturday night. All right.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. I neglected to tell you in the first segment during the rundown that rioting shook Portland and Seattle on Wednesday night. What a surprise. Japan insists the Tokyo Olympics will go on despite the pandemic. That's great news. The Islamic State raised up its terrible visage in Baghdad, killing 32 with twin bombings. And Great Britain looks to emerge from the virus lockdown a little bit earlier than it had hoped. And Israel may be completely out of the virus lockdown because it is completely vaccinated with American vaccines, by the way, with American vaccines. Remember yesterday, we've got nothing. We have 17.5 million vaccinations in the United States, 30 million doses, and all of Israel vaccinated almost. It's going to be there shortly with American vaccines. And a Team Biden official said we're left with nothing. I just can't abide that kind of disparagement of everybody involved in Operation Warp Speed. It's the disparagement of every frontline worker who has braved the virus, of every scientist who worked 24/7, even of the bureaucrats who broke every rule in the book because they were ordered to, and got Regeneron, every other therapeutic, identified new treatments, produced ventilators. It disparages their effort. It's so wrong. And I'm going to play some of Anthony Fauci yesterday. By the way, Anthony Fauci said, no, we're not starting from scratch. He also said this, cut number 22.
No, actually, obviously, I don't want to be going back, you know, over history, but it was very clear that there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact. I can tell you, I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. So it was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it. The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
So he did feel pressure, but he did not lie. And he did not lie, especially when he said cut number three.
We certainly are not starting from scratch because there is activity going on in the distribution. But if you...
We are not starting from scratch. We're starting from 17.5 million people vaccinated, the production of two vaccines under Operation Warp Speed. And whenever I point that out, some people online who are poorly informed or malicious say, oh, Pfizer wasn't involved in Operation Warp Speed. Yes, it was. They had a PR exec who aided Trump come out and say this has got nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed and was quickly corrected by their corporate staff. They did not take money from Warp Speed. They signed a contract that guaranteed the purchase of the vaccine. Moderna did both. I think fact-checking is stupid, but the people who love it on the left, go check your fact checks. Of course, Pfizer was in Operation Warp Speed. The third vaccine that will be coming from Johnson & Johnson is coming from Operation Warp Speed. My goodness, do not disparage these people. Russell in Youngsville, Louisiana. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Hugh. Hugh, in 2009, I helped form a Tea Party group in Dallas, Texas. I practiced law there for 48 years. I'm 79 years old.
Did you shoot J.R.?
Pardon?
Did you shoot J.R.?
I did not. Okay. Actually, my first job working for Henry Wade's office as a prosecutor was to help brief the Jack Ruby appeal. So
that's not J.R.
That tells you how old
you are. Yeah, certainly does.
Now, Hugh, I'm extremely concerned about some of President Biden's statements in his inaugural speech, particularly, I quote, he says, "And now a rise in political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and defeat." Now, two of these three terms are the exact terms leading Democrats, including Joe Biden and Barack Obama, used to vilify and demonize the Tea Party back 2010 to...
So, Russell, I want to get to something, so let me quickly agree and disagree with you. There is a documented rise in actual malicious white supremacists empowered by the Internet, even as there is a malicious rise in left-wing violence empowered by the Internet. We have to recognize that groups that previously could not communicate with each other have been empowered through the Internet. However, we also have to be very careful when we apply these terms, both Antifa and white supremacists, to anyone who is simply exercising First Amendment rights, the right of assembly, the right to criticize the government, and anyone who objectively is expressing their point of view is protected by the First Amendment. And if they are not violent, they are within the law. If they're within the law, leave them alone. Russell, thank you. I got to talk to Kelly in Albuquerque. Kelly?
You.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to answer the question that you posed yesterday about what it would take to give the new administration a shot looking forward. And I thought about that because I think it's relevant and we need to consider it. And unfortunately, the conclusion that I came to based on my own values is I think I probably won't be able to give them a shot until... not only from the administration, but from the Democrat Party in general, I see a change in their behavior so that the means don't justify any end, which I think is a habit on that side of the aisle.
Well, I agree with you. It's going to be based on actions, and I have not had... Well, I'll tell you one. I want to find good news. Here's something that was good that the Biden team did. They invited the Taiwan's representative to the inauguration. That is the first time that has happened in the United States, I believe, since the Shanghai communique. All right, so they have adopted Tony Blinken agreed with the genocide condemnation. And then at the inauguration, President Biden's team invited Taiwan's representative to come. That is a good thing. Agree?
Yeah, I do agree. And in terms of policy, there may be some opportunities, you know, to get together on that side. But in terms of actually unifying with them, that's where I'm going to fall way short.
Oh, I'm not going to unify with them. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. I'm a Republican. Yeah. They're going to spend too much money on the wrong things. They're going to appoint judges I don't like. But mostly, I hope they continue the China policy that calls a communist a communist. Kelly, thank you. Bill in St. Paul.
Hi, Hugh. Today is the anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion, which the Catholic Church regards as an egregious sin. The last few days, there's been a lot of talk about what a strong Catholic Joe Biden is. It would be interesting for somebody to ask him what he thinks of the Roe versus Wade decision.
Well, we know what he thinks. He believes on abortion in demand. And I am not one to judge whether anyone is a good Catholic or a bad Catholic, but I would recommend to you a piece by George Weigel in First Things, which I tweeted out yesterday. And the First Thing article points out that Archbishop Gomez was prepared to sign a letter on behalf of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops yesterday, welcoming President Biden to office, but restating the core teaching of the Catholic Church. When Cardinal Tobin of New Jersey and Kupich of Chicago worked some backroom jam downs out of the Vatican to stop the letter from being sent. And it makes me wonder whether or not Pope Francis intends to uphold the teachings of the Catholic Church about the sanctity of life. And that has nothing, the church has got to fix its own house before it tells Joe Biden how to act. Because if they cannot instruct the President of the United States, a professing Catholic and a communion recipient, and they began his presidency with math at the Cathedral of St. Matthew's, which was a very good thing, and I speak as a Catholic, if they cannot instruct the President of the United States as to what the teaching of the church is openly without the suppression engineered by red hats who are left-wingers, then the church is in deeper trouble than the United States. Eric in Maryland. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Hugh. Thanks for taking the call. Earlier in the show, you were talking about Hillsdale College and a few other universities. I have a biased perspective, but I would encourage you to consider Liberty University in that talk as well. As a doctoral student in their program right now, I'm gaining a lot just personally, spiritually, and of course in my field of study, that has been a great opportunity.
I've never actually been on the campus of Liberty, so I don't speak to that of which I know not, but I can vouch for Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and I think it's Boyer College, and to Colorado Christian University where I taught, and to Hillsdale where I have been often. I can speak to those three. And so I'm glad to have your endorsement, but I have not been there, so I do not know. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm actually on their online doctoral degree program, but they do a great job and make you feel part of the campus even distantly. So I've just been real impressed with everything that they've had to offer and what I have learned in these,
Well, I'm glad, but I'm not going to endorse unless I'm there. Boyce College I have been to. That's the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary College in Louisville. Boyce College, Colorado Christian University, Hillsdale I've been to and I will endorse. I just don't know about Liberty, and Eric, I thank you for the call. Let me very quickly play for you a bit of what Kevin McCarthy said yesterday, cut number 16.
You know, what's different within our party and maybe with others, people have difference of opinion. We will have a conference next week. We won't air it to the public, but we'll answer the questions everybody has. This is the same leadership team with the ranking members and others that came 5 seats away from winning a majority when everybody in America thought we were going to lose 20 seats. Yes, we allow differences of opinion inside our conference. They're welcomed. But I think there's questions that need to be answered. Style in which things were delivered. At the end of the day, we will unify because our policies are right, which will unify us around. Do we have growing pains? Yes, we will. But we will do it in our private manner of a conference that we hold every time, and we'll have it next week. Yes, sir.
Liz Cheney to remain as conference chair or no?
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin McCarthy. It is vital. Now, Liz Cheney voted to impeach the president. I did not agree with that. They could not possibly have had a fair process. I do not know whether or not he ought to impeach for it, because I still have not seen. I would have to watch, because I'm a lawyer, for goodness sake. I know what due process means. I would have to watch the entire day's proceedings. And his statements objecting to the election are not impeachable. But I don't know what happened and whether or not incitement, I doubt it very much. But Liz Cheney is a brilliant and necessary voice in America, and she has got to stay the conference chair. And the Republicans know that. Join now for the first poem of the Joe Biden presidency, Tarzana Joe, the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. Usually I give the title at the end of the poem, but in this case, I shall give the title at the beginning. The title is, Who Am I? It often causes sleepless nights, this quirk they say I've got. I sometimes think I may be wrong, even when I'm not. I do the best a person can with limited resources, and don't believe a thing I hear without concurring sources. Before I reach conclusions, I'm always open-minded. I know even the skeptic can easily be blinded. I stay real close to people that I don't want to be with, and have good conversations with folks I don't agree with. And when the day is finished, I get a bit reflective and try to see the things I saw from some askance perspective. I know that I'm the eyes and ears of people who can't be here, and look again when someone says there's nothing left to see here. I read about the past, you know, because with mice and men, errors that all leaders make may soon be made again. That candle in the darkness, chances are I lit it. But if I make an error, I readily admit it. When I chose this fine career, I took my place with pride. My name is Journalism. And yesterday, I died. That's Who Am I by Tarzana Joe.
Joe, that's very, very depressing.
Was I a little harsh there? Yeah.
Maybe I took a vacation.
Well, you know, I think I'm fair because I think I highlighted the best things about journalism and what it should be.
And maybe we'll see more of that. Maybe.
I hope. I pray. I am a thoughtful man.
Meanwhile, in the world of poetry commissioning, are people writing Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com with their needs, their wants, their wishes, their desires, their must-haves?
I think the world needs more poetry.
But are they asking
for it?
Yes, they are.
Yes, no, they are. I think that's why I was using that as an explanation of why I'm so busy.
Oh, good. I'm glad you are busy. If everyone needs a poem, the perfect person to go to is Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com. And that poem and others will be posted at TarzanaJoe.com. Am I right, Joe? Thank you, my friend.
I want
you now to hear Lindsey Graham on Hannity last night talking about the plan Mitch McConnell has, cut number 21.
The second impeachment of Donald Trump is not wearing well over time. Democrats are in a box. They started this thing in the House. They impeached the president of the United States in Nancy Pelosi's house in less than 50 hours from bringing it up to conclusion. Without a lawyer, not one witness was called. I had a great meeting with Senator McConnell today. I think every Republican sees the House process as an affront to the presidency and due process. So what's going to happen? If she delivers the articles to us, they'll have to be disposed of under the process of the Senate. If we could get 51 senators to dismiss, it's all over. There's more than a handful of Democrats praying that Joe Biden will get on the phone and call Schumer and say it's over, because they understand this is going to blow up in their face politically. I've never felt better about the Republican Senate conference being united behind the idea that what the House did was wrong in terms of process. And I think we're going to have an overwhelming Republican vote that this second impeachment of Donald Trump is unconstitutional. I like the plan that Senator McConnell has come up with. We'll see where it goes.
Let's talk about it, because if Senate Republicans, if they validate a snap impeachment, the precedent now is set. And there will be a time when there's going to be a one-week impeachment without any investigation into any facts and no defense whatsoever. for Democratic presidents. That's how this is all going to end. We'll be dealing with impeachment after impeachment after impeachment. Yes. Then you have the whole issue.
Yes.
Every constitutional lawyer that I respect, there are some on the other side. It's never happened in history, but they all say the same thing. No, you can't do it post-presidency. Thoughts?
Well, number one, Richard Nixon resigned from office. He would have been a prime candidate to try this out, but they didn't go down that road then. Senator McConnell basically told the Republican conference exactly what you just said. He was offended by the process in the House. It was basically an anger reaction. It was a taking the process and throwing it over, getting a result, damn the process. That's not going to happen in the United States Senate. I think more and more Republicans, I'll be surprised if we don't have near a unanimous belief that impeaching a president after they leave office is unconstitutional on the Republican side. And I think we'll pick up at least one Democrat, maybe more. So tonight, I want to tell your viewers that people listen to your program, that Senator McConnell's come up with a plan that I think is good for the country, good for the Senate, fair to the president. The president has a very good legal team, a great legal team, and we're going to fight like hell to make sure that the second impeachment of Donald Trump ends as quickly as possible, either dismissed or with an overwhelming vote for acquittal.
And we're literally looking at this.
That is the best news, because it suggests that any rules adopted by the Senate concerning this impeachment will begin with a motion to dismiss as lacking jurisdiction. And that is what normally happens if idiots go to court and file a lawsuit that does not belong in the court. Motion to dismiss. Court says, I don't have jurisdiction. Out the door it goes. That is what needs to happen with this impeachment article. It is not within the Senate's jurisdiction to try a former president. I'll be right back, America. Hour number two coming up on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.